Me tuku mihi anō ki a koutou kātō, ko te wāanae nei te kaumārua miniti mai whākaraka I te ahiahi. Rāwe ki te kōrero I a koutou kātoa. Well, you know, in and amongst all this COVID-19 stuff, issue, of course, the passing of Sir Michael Cullen. And he was a big figure in politics. He was the deputy leader of the Labor government during Helen Clark's time and a really big stalwart of Helen Clark and the Labor Party. He also helped negotiate some of our treaty claims as well, too, being the Minister of Finance. Of course, he was very much front and centre of a lot of our kaupapa to do with Māori. Somebody who worked very closely with him, our rangatira Neville Baker, he did, and he joins us now. Me tuku mihi ki a koe te rangatira. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
Kia ora, Claudette.
I hope you're keeping very well. Can't go past the fact that, you know, we've got some positive COVID.
Yeah, just looking after everything and trying to keep well like everybody else. So difficult times for all of us, I think.
Yes.
And so we just have to be careful.
Absolutely. And so the passing of Sir Michael Cullen, he was a very big figure. He was very innovative. That's what a lot of I didn't know him at all, but by all accounts, he was very, very active and active with Māori as well too.
Yeah, I think he was an important political figure for us. I mean, I was part of the team that negotiated the Port Nicholson Block claim with him and found him to be very upfront in terms of his negotiations, and he made sure that he understood fully what the circumstances of our claim were. And I think that, to be a bit generic about it, he followed in the footsteps of the Honourable Doug Graham. And so there was a similarity in terms of the approach that he took. And so in many respects, the good thing about his involvement was that it wasn't a political mix of things. It was being consistent with what had happened in terms of previous treaty settlements. And he was very open and also was always keen to understand exactly what the circumstances of the claims were about. And so I found him extremely helpful to deal with. I think the other important thing about him was that in addition to being the Minister of Treaty Settlements, he was also the Minister of Finance. And quite clearly he understood the financial circumstances of the Crown as well as the portfolio of being the Settlements Minister. And I don't think he took politics into consideration because a number of the claimants had political interests across the board, and he was also very welcoming in terms of how he negotiated with various people of those persuasions.
One of the things that the media say about him is that he was hugely, you know, had a really big brain, highly, highly intelligent, and a great academic, but also to somebody that was able to take real life issues, you know, mix that up with a bit of academia and then be able to put that into the context of politics as well too. Is that one of the reasons, just one of the reasons why he might have been so so receptive when it came to treaty settlements?
Well, I think to put it in a nutshell, he was a very learned fellow who understood the background of many of the researchers and academics of the time who were helping with the negotiations, and also understood the people on the ground. So he had a well-balanced approach to being the Minister of Treaty Settlements. And what I can say is I always found him very helpful in terms of the discussions that we had with him. He made sure that he understood fully what the circumstances were of the respective negotiations that we were involved with, and he made sure that he involved everybody in the discussions. And if he didn't understand something, he'd make sure that he'd go away and find out, so that he actually was well informed by the time we got to the negotiation table.
Neville, you just raise a really interesting point while you're talking about Sir Michael Cullen. The ministers for treaty settlements across both governments, they've been really larger than life men, you know, big thinkers, big academics.
And I think that's probably why Sir Michael got the job that he did get. And You know, Chris Findlayson was another minister for treaty settlements who was well endowed with knowledge and in particular became very familiar with the background of the various tribal entities that he dealt with. So, and what I was saying initially is that across the board, I think there was a bipartisan approach in terms of treaty settlements, that it didn't matter too much whether it was National or Labor or other independent sort of views, that the treaty settlements process was actually well understood by those negotiators, and Sir Michael was one of those.
Because why?
So he built a good relationship with people like the New Zealand Māori Council and Sir Graham and others, even though when they were not practicing sort of political people of his party.
Because
so he was an important link in terms of the whole of government approach that I think treaty settlements is about.
Yes, thank you. Because I, all except for Sir Doug Graham, but I can be corrected on that. The treaty ministers have gone on to assist iwi with their treaty settlements in some way as a negotiator or as their lawyer or as their negotiating lawyer, and also to and help the Crown bring some of the treaty settlements forward. So once they've left that position, they've actually stayed very close to iwi.
I think that is correct. And, of course, what happens is that you do accrue a vast amount of knowledge in terms of negotiations, and Michael Cullen was no exception to that. And that, I suppose, the good thing in terms of the overall practice of settlement is that they did take into consideration previous governments' account of how the settlements took place. And I think that he was probably a leader in that sense. So that, you know, I can recall him becoming part of the assistance group with Tūhoe, for example, and other groups that he negotiated with. So when he left Parliament, he didn't lose the interest. He kept contact and he kept his own knowledge sort of up to date in terms of what was happening in terms of the way in which settlements were being progressed.